This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Onward, forward, all those good things. Time now for us to review the charts from Talkers Magazine, the hot hits in talk radio for the week of July 29th to the 2nd of August. Joining me, I'm Doug Steffen, is, I got to do this the other way around. Because when Ed McMahon introduced Johnny Carson, there was a big flap, because Ed used to get more of an applause on the meter than Johnny did when he started out the show. Live from Hollywood, The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson. I'm Ed McMahon, along with Doc Severinsen and the NBC Tonight Orchestra, inviting you to join Johnny and his guests, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. But that was changed, or that intro became the intro about 10 years in, because when they first started doing The Tonight Show, Michael, he would introduce that's The Tonight Show, blah, 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 and he would end the tag at the end. Was, and I'm Ed McMahon. And Ed got more applause than Johnny did.
Really?
And Johnny didn't like it. So they changed it around so that Ed announced himself first instead of last.
That's wild.
So, wow. Yeah. A little insight into how things evolve. Things evolve slowly on shows that run for years and years.
Oh, yeah.
And with YouTube or old DVDs or whatever, when you get to watch them, binge them, and go from one to the other, yeah, you see how slowly the evolution takes place, yeah, and you don't notice it, like the set will change. Game shows, it's interesting, I was watching old Jeopardies from the beginning of Alex Trebek's reign, when I think he replaced Art Fleming, and
yep,
the whole set was different, yeah, and you don't notice it. It happens so gradually. As a matter of fact, Alex Trebek went from seeming like a real, hey, how you doing, kind of a game show host, to becoming, yep, sort of a diplomat, sort of,
yeah,
an ambassador.
Right.
He had gravitas.
Yes.
You know, hope he's doing well.
Does, yes. Good,
yeah, I once had the opportunity at one of the events. I know that you were buddies with Ed McMahon, right?
I was.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I ran into him at an event. And I said to him, you know what's really interesting about you, Ed? You've made an art of being a second banana with some of the hardest first bananas in the world. He said, who? What? Where? I mean, Johnny, yeah. What are you talking about? I said, well, not only were you the second banana with Johnny Carson, which had to be a head trip, but you were also the second banana with Jerry Lewis for many years on the telethon. And Jerry Lewis ain't chopped liver. I mean, he's a tough guy to get along with. And the third one, he said, who's the third? I said, you were second banana on the blooper show with Dick Clark. And Dick Clark had to be a pretty tough guy to be a second banana for. And he said, you know, Michael, you know, he talked to me like he knew me. Michael, you know, no one's ever told me that. I've never thought about it. Wow. And I wonder, like, if anybody ever really did tell him that. But what a second banana.
It really, he was a fabulous guy. And every bit the same off the air as he was on the air. He pretty much played who he was, which was a guy who would touch himself thinking how lucky he was to be the celebrity that he became. Worked very hard at it, took its toll in his personal life, as all that stuff does oftentimes. But I got to know him through his daughter, Claudia, who is a producer at CNBC, television producer, still is, I think, a producer. And I remember those days. All right, we're not getting to the countdown. We'll tell a couple of stories that people will be interested in.
Well,
hearing.
I remember Claudia, too. I haven't talked to her in years. But, being Ed McMahon's daughter, it's got to be an interesting mantle to carry around in your career in the media.
Well, remember when they started CNBC, they used to do on Friday and Saturday night, they had what they call Talk Show Live. And they would bring in a couple of talk show hosts every week, and they were always opposite. That is, they would be a different... There was one that was dramatic and loud and noisy, and somebody else who was more thoughtful and provocative. So they paired me with Likas. And I did for, a month or two. I go down to New York. You must remember this on Friday night, Saturday night, and we do I do 2 hours and he do 2 hours, and that's, and they changed it up. Obviously CNBC became a much different kind of cable network, but that's how they got started. And the first guest I was supposed to do was a guy who was the mayor of Buffalo, New York, I think it was, and he had his daughter had been killed by gang members, and but he couldn't show up. So Claudia, who was the producer, and I didn't pay any attention, she called me the day before and she said, "Well, we can't get that guy. Would you mind interviewing my father?" And like a dummy, I said, "Who's who?"
Your father?
I said,
what is
who's
this?
Your, who's your father? Yeah, what? Who's your father? And she said, Ed. And I said, McMahon. Oh, really? I was more nervous. I still have the video of it. And he calmed me. He could see that. He calmed me right down because I was wearing a tie. There was a Nicole. There's a designer, Nicole somebody or other. And he had pajamas that he wore in the, you were talking about Jerry Lewis, he wore in the telethon that matched my tie. And so that's how we started our conversation. That was the first guy. He looked at my tie and he said, "I get pajamas that match that tie."
Is that something?
And that's how it, and it just completely relaxed me. And I mean, I've never been uncomfortable really in front of a microphone. I didn't always like being in front of a camera that much, unless I get used to what was going on. And then you do the same as you do on the radio. You don't even think that the microphone is there. You don't think the camera is there. So anyway, enough of the stories. We've got work to do here. The charts for this week from Talkers Magazine, put together by the staff. Michael is the general manager, and he's the editor, and he's the producer, and he does it all. And these people work very hard to overview what's going on in news talk radio stations all around the country to come up with this list every week, the stories and the people, et cetera, et cetera. So let's do the story list first, Michael, and then we'll do the people list.
We've got a bit of time to do that before the break.
I'll do if you want. Yeah, you can do that. No, I'll do it.
Okay, here we go. At number 10, Woodstock 50, canceled. 50 meaning how many years it's been since the original Woodstock, and they tried to pull it all together, and they
That's
were
unable
to.
That's a great story in and of itself.
Oh, it is. I mean, the world is so different in 2019, trying to pull together superstars for a concert. What are you out of your mind?
Uh-huh.
You know? At number 9, Jeffrey Epstein case. That's still bubbling in the top 10 and little
castration pieces. Fixes that right up.
Yeah. At number 8, the Capital One hack. That's another bizarre story. Number 7, the Garlic Festival and Brownsville, Brooklyn shootings. At number 6, U.S.-Iran tensions, not going well. At number 5, U.S.-China trade war and Huawei and 5G, that's not going well either. At number 4, Boris Johnson, Brexit, and the British-U.S. economies. We don't know how that's going to go. At number 3, immigration and health care reform. That is up for grabs. A lot of debate going on, sparked by the debate. At number 2, Trump in Baltimore, tied with race relations in general, and the revelation that Nixon was president, Reagan was a rising power in the Republican Party, had a telephone conversation, which the recording has just been released, in which they both utter racial slurs. At number 1, the 2020 presidential race and CNN's Democratic debates this past week. On the People Survey, we got Jeffrey Epstein at 10, Paige Thompson, she's the hacker, at number 9, Boris Johnson at number 8. Number 7, Ronald Reagan. At number 6, we have Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, Ayanna Presley, and Ilhan Omar. At number 5, Elijah Cummings and Al Sharpton. At number 4, Julian Castro, Pete Buttigieg, Marianne Williamson. I like the way she talks. At number 3, Elizabeth.
I like her thoughts. I don't know about liking the way to talk.
She's got this way of talking that's extremely affected, but impressive.
But her ideas are good.
Elizabeth Warren. I got a plan for that. Tulsi Gabbard, cool woman.
Yeah, she is.
She's very cool. Yeah. She oozes cool. Bill de Blasio, he's a character.
Blah Blasio.
Joe Biden, blah. Kamala Harris, and Bernie Sanders are number 2 tier, and Donald Trump is at number 1. Look at all of these characters.
Bernie Sanders is also promising free haircuts for everybody, if you didn't hear that.
No.
In addition to all the other things that are free, we're all going to get free
haircuts. That's what we need in this country, socialized hair cutting. No head goes un. cut.
My God. Just hearing that is funny as heck. 16 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael's going to dig around in some of these stories. We'll talk more about them with you after I tell you how to get the most from the weight loss program Calitrin. This is a product that has, as its main ingredient, collagen, which is the protein that makes your body tick, if you know what I mean. And for some reason, the heavens above decided that when you're in your 20s, your body would no longer produce collagen. And thus, as we get a little older, we get a little chubbier, and we get a little heavier, and we want to get rid of that weight. So what has Calitrin figured out? Their research scientists say, well, let's see here. Collagen is the number one protein in your body. You stop making in your 20s, you start getting fat. So how about we figure out a way to reintroduce collagen protein into your body? And that's what collagen, that's the collagen that you know from studying in biology, proteins and stuff. You know how that works in your body. If you don't, maybe suffice it to say that Calitrin has as its main ingredient collagen, so that what they're doing is introducing this back to your system. It jump starts it, and the lean muscle mass that you work on by getting a little exercise pushes the fat out. You lose the weight. Bingo, bango. Stay on this program for 4, 5, 6 months. Not only will you lose the weight effectively and in a healthy way, but because it jump starts your collagen, you're going to be much healthier. Great motivation. You'll have better health. Lose weight the intelligent way. Take 4 of these capsules every night before you go to bed, and it'll get to work. All kinds of photos and videos and testimonies at toploss.com. Why is it every time I do this, Michael, I want to say topgun.com instead of toploss.com? Toploss.com. Use the code DJV for the summer sizzler deal. $20 off a 90-day supply plus free shipping. Again, get on the bandwagon, lose the weight, be happy with yourself. Start Collagen by going to toploss.com and check the box for DJV for the promotional values. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Baseball season is in full swing.
I hear popcorn. Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip. Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polydent so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
Super Polydent kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria in all the laboratory tests. Polydent, clean, fresh, and confident. It is. That's kind of how I describe us here, Michael. We are clean, fresh, and confident. An overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. That's what the Talk Radio Countdown Show is all about. Michael and I are here every week to go through these stories. We'll have some comments for you, including Ronald Reagan in the center spotlight. Don't tape anything. This is the lesson from all of that. 21 after the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
What America is talking about, that's the prowess of the folks at Talkers Magazine. Editor and publisher Michael Harrison is here with us on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. The Ronald Reagan-Nixon conversation, the recording, and the reference to black people in a way that was sort of common in that era, not acceptable, but still common. And so, you know, you listen to the conversation, a lot of things. Patty Davis's daughter has had a lot to say about it. A lot of people have had a lot to say about it. I wonder what Michael Reagan, a former talk show host, what he's... Is he on Newsmax still?
I believe he's still out there.
Yeah.
Doing shows. I'm not sure if it's Newsmax or what it is. He's always had sort of a second-tier, but yeah, highly regarded career.
Yeah. Right. Now, yeah. So the comments, according to those who always are using the term racist, these are racist comments. Do you think that term is overused?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Was Reagan a racist because he said that, or is it a racist? I guess I would like to know what your takeaway is from this.
Well, right now, in the age of hyper political correctness, anything that is disparaging of someone else that evokes their race or their religion or their nationality, you're a prime target to be called a racist. Mm-hmm. Many issues historically, certainly in the modern era of talk radio, were issues that overlap racists' points of view and just people who are legitimate people. You know, for example,
what does that term mean, though, to you, Michael? What is
racist? To me, racist is somebody who believes their race is superior to another race and does everything they can to create an unjust balance and harm to the race that they feel superior to. Okay. That one, they feel superior, and two, they actually go about hurting the other race. Another form of racism is to judge an entire race or group of people with a broad brush. That, you know, you don't like any of them. I don't trust those people. They're no good. That type of thing, where you don't judge people individually. So, mm-hmm. but to have a fair criticism of an ethnicity or a race that is backed up by statistics, that is maybe meant to suggest either a helpful direction to make it better, or to air a grievance that you have with that race. That's where it gets very tricky these days, that any kind of criticism, any kind of investigation into behavior is immediately puts you vulnerable to being called a racist. Mm-hmm. And there's a far cry from, you know, pointing out the truth.
Yes. Yeah.
From being someone who hates another race and does everything you can to hurt
them. So what happens if you stand up and say, no, I'm not a racist?
Well, a lot of people have been standing up and saying they're not racist, and some of them are not racists, but some of them are. it's tricky.
Well, how about let's use the Trump example with the squad and his focus, especially those who are all women of different color, and the Omar focus especially, but I think it sort of goes with the rest of them. Are they? Is he a racist because of that, or is he a racist because of other things he said? I think that's the term has been watered down now, and I don't think it means as much as it used to for some of the reasons.
But it means a lot only because race relations are one of the hot topics of contention in the national conversation right now. So as far as the president's concerned, my view is that when you're the president of the United States or any major position of power or influence or prestige, you should be more responsible in your use of terminology than if you're just a guy talking to your buddies at the bar or in the locker room. And this is something that does not come across. You know, Reagan, Trump might be honest. He might tell things that aren't people's minds. But when you're president of the United States, you've got to be a little bit more self-editing and aware of the influence of your words. And thus, based on that, he subjects himself to being called a racist.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
California politicians are turning restaurant employees into criminals if they give their customers plastic straws. Several cities have already banned straws, but the state of California wanted to go further, imposing fines and jail sentences. The first draft would have fined waiters $1,000 or 6 months in jail for giving customers straws without being asked. The final version that became law reduced the amount of the fines, but any fine for just offering straws is ridiculous. America will survive this disposable straw crisis, but these nanny state politicians could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Individual freedom is our birthright, and it's just not that complicated.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A day after big Wall Street losses because of renewed concerns about a trade war with China, China is sending a clear warning to the Trump administration after President Trump yesterday says he'll impose 10% tariffs on more Chinese imports effective September 1st if a trade deal is not reached by then. Chinese officials now say their country will have to take countermeasures if that happens. President Trump telling reporters yesterday,
"When my people came home, they said, 'We're talking. We have another meeting in early September.' I said, 'That's fine. But in the meantime, until such time as there's a deal, we'll be taxing them.
Saoirse Kennedy Hill, the 22-year-old granddaughter of the late Robert F. Kennedy, has reportedly died of an opioid overdose at the Kennedy compound on Cape Cod. And this is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Before he became your business partner, before you gave him his first bonus, before you put him on the payroll, before he was an unpaid intern, you saved his resume in your keeper's folder. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. And right now, Staples two-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 12 packs of True Red Black ballpoint stick pens are only 97 cents each. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, while supplies last. Offers end 8/31/19. Limit 30 on folders.
This is Peter on his motorcycle.
Whoa, the open road!
And this is Peter off his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk. Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
I feel so alive!
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off.
Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you honest. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
One big happy family here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're reviewing the charts put together by Talkers Magazine. You find it at talkers.com, helmed by Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher. We're going through the stories, picking out bits and pieces of stories that have a shelf life is a good way of talking about what we think is hot here, the hottest of the hot. The business about, let me just for a second go back to what we were talking about, the exploits of the squad, if you will. If you go back over the people list since last year's election, Donald Trump is always number one, but more often than not, number two, or certainly in there consistently, has been AOC. I wonder if you can remember back in your history of talking about political faces. Is there anybody who's gotten, let me talk about the Kennedys all the time in that group, and by the way, it's kind of sad because the 22-year-old granddaughter of Robert Kennedy has died of a drug overdose, it would seem, down in the Cape. Mm. That family, man, you got to wonder about the karma with them. anyway, so the fact that she gets as much attention, AOC gets as much attention as she does, is that equaled by anybody of that age, stature, as you can think of in recent memory?
No, nothing, you know, pops into my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that when Obama was coming up, he suddenly became this magical figure, you know,
right.
with a strange name and, African-American and the whole thing. But AOC, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, has become a powerhouse in the Democratic Party. And I think that...
is she really, or does she just think she has?
I think she is. I think she's real.
You think she is?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. I think this whole squad thing is to be taken seriously. Mm-hmm. And people who think that, you know, it's just going to dissipate and go away, they're mistaken. It may not come back for years. It may, but it's in the system. And she's a player. She's very bright. She's very charismatic. And I think that... she will, you know, she has a shelf life, to use a term that you used.
Mm.
And that is not an endorsement of any of her policies.
No.
or anything other than an objective observation of her role in the game.
Yeah.
She's a player. Big player.
All right. So not as big a player, but yet someone maybe number two on that list of four in the squad is Ms. Omar, who I'm trying to figure, did she or did she not go to Israel this past week? There's some conversation. There seems to be some indication that she went to Israel to try to stir some stuff up, and I don't know whether she did or she didn't. But the reason I bring it up isn't so much that she took the trip, but when you go back to our conversation about Reagan and Trump and whether they're racist or not, and then you listen to some of the things that some of these women have said in the squad, it seems that it's racism as well. Whether it's reverse racism, I don't know what the right term is, but I feel that the news media takes an uneven approach to their reporting of incidents or accusations of racism. Am I accurate or not in that?
Well, I mean, there's racism, there's reverse racism, and it depends upon whether you're criticizing the majority or whether you are criticizing the minority. When you criticize the race or the ethnicity that is in power, it has less of an impact than when you criticize the powerless or the diminished one. So there's a lot of factors at play in that. As far as Omar going to Israel, I think she went to Africa. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure she went to Israel.
Yeah.
She's from Ghana.
Was she born in Somalia? She's Somalian.
I believe
or Somalian,
so.
But I think she was born there, yeah.
Yeah, and she's no dummy. If you listen to her speak, she's very well-spoken. She's extremely mm-hmm. intelligent. She's courageous. And she is definitely a force to be reckoned with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all strategy. I mean, Trump's attacks on them is politically strategic.
Yeah.
Of course it is. He's not a loose cannon. He has a way with words that is very unfamiliar for many people around the country. That's the way they talk in Queens. That's the way big moguls in New York City and the real estate business talk. They're blunt. They engage in hyperbole. They're kind of Damon Runyon-esque. But he's not stupid. He's always playing the game. He's always strategizing. He's always working his techniques, and he's chosen to go after these women with a purpose. He would not have gone after them the way he did if they were not in a strategically viable position.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about strategy for a minute. You brought that up, and I think it's a very interesting, that whole realm, the whole business of strategically putting a group together or this identity and describing things. So you may or may not have heard, I'm betting that you know, that the Supreme Court has ruled that excessive partisan gerrymandering doesn't violate the Constitution, which is a pretty significant voting rights decision. And, you know, you wonder why, number one, when you're talking about strategy, this hasn't been more a part. Quietly, both Republicans and Democrats are always doing this, trying to renegotiate the boundaries to get more of their own into the group so they can get somebody elected. But the thing that bothers me, and this sort of ties into number one, the presidential the Democratic debates for the presidency, there was not one question, not a single question about gerrymandering or voting rights in all this, nor was there a question about farms, farming, food. It looks to me like we really have extraordinarily superficial questions being asked, and these people come across sometimes, I think, as superficial, whether they really are or not, or it's just the luck of the draw with whoever is running the debate. But I find that there are a couple of things here, the gerrymandering and strategizing, and also the lack of real focus on intelligent questions at these debates. Am I right or wrong, or what do you think?
Well, you're very right. I mean, they're very shallow. First of all, you got 20 people, you know, shoved into a game show environment.
Right, like a game show. Alex Trebek should be running these debates.
He would do just as good a job.
Right, better
and,
maybe.
It's a game show environment. The networks that are running them, whether it's NBC or now CNN, have a vested interest in the outcome and have a vested interest in the ratings. So they are definitely approaching it with a show business eye and show business strategy. The idea that you are going to address complicated issues in sound bites, in a series of sound bites, each one destined to end with, Governor, please, Governor, stop. It makes it impossible to get into the nuances and into the depth
that's necessary. You know nothing about these people at the end of the day more than you knew before. Maybe a couple of people like
you only know how they how they play in this kind of a game, and all the discussion is that will Kamala Harris have a good performance tonight? You hear the word performance. Biden's performance, it's almost like the Olympics. You know, you could be a great runner, but if you slip out of the gate, you're going to lose the 100-yard dash because your performance wasn't good. It really is more of a competitive show than it is an in-depth discussion of issues. We judge everybody by their performance.
Is that because the audience is superficial? Is it because Americans are superficial? They don't want detail. They just want to get the sound bites. For example, the president not only taking shots at Baltimore now, but Los Angeles and San Francisco and Chicago, all being dragged through the mud, his mud. Is that what is
the same president that tells people who complain about the United States that they should love it or leave it? And he goes and says that we're a laughing stock. And, you know, it's so funny, the hypocrisy on all parts. But yes. It is about show business. Mm-hmm. It is more a show than anything else. Do you know back in the day, and I remember because I was a kid, I used to attend them, the Lincoln Douglas debates. I'm kidding about attending them.
I know.
That the debate would be an opening statement would be 1 hour or a half hour retort. They would talk for hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Hours. They go on and on and on. All right, in a moment, I want to spend some time on Jeffrey Epstein, or Epstein, depending on how you pronounce it. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil, a game changer. If you're living with aches and pains, knees, ankles, you name it. I had to go to the physical therapist yesterday because of some stuff that happened. I'm taking Joint Formula 14, and I am much better, but I have a pinched nerve in my neck, so that needs to be addressed, and Joint Formula 14 is not going to fix that. But it'll lessen the impact of it, as somebody who had knee replacement surgery. Lessen the impact of the pain when you're using Joint Formula 14. And it goes right to work. 14 days. If you're not different, feeling better, you get your money back. Get relief or get your money back. That's their slogan. Get relief or get your money back. That's a pretty strong statement. Call 877-743-7720 if you want half price using the promo code DJV and you buy Joint Formula 14 and use it. And even if you don't find it works, send it back, get your money back. That's the special 50% offer. I'd rather, that sounds like a commercial for drugs, where they tell you all the bad things about the drug. I want to focus on the good things, how it makes you feel. And if you go to their website, achefree.live, A-C-H-E-F-R-E-E, achefree.live, you'll see testimony on top of testimony on top of testimony, including from some people who listen to this program who have had the impact that I've suggested. The aches, go away. Stop living with the aches. Feel better. Call 877-743-7720 or order online for Joint Formula 14 at achefree.live.
Are coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained? We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Jeffrey Epstein, number 9 on the countdown this week. I said in not a very tactful way a few minutes ago that he and his ilk should be castrated. So I give you an example of what happens to people. There's a guy that was in jail for a while. He was a child molester, and he killed an 11-year-old girl. Another one of the inmates in this Florida jail drowned him in a toilet. That's the end of him. His name is David Ramirez. So he was in life. He was in prison for life for doing what he did to this 11-year-old. And he's been dispatched long before his life might have been over if he'd spent all of his time living in jail. I'm thinking that's what happens to Epstein if he goes to jail. What do you think?
I have no idea what happens to him when he goes to jail, because it depends on what jail they send him to. Some of these guys go to jails and they become celebrities in the jails and everybody loves them. In some places, they don't. It seems that pedophiles don't do well in jail. For some reason, criminals look down on pedophiles. And pedophiles are the
favorite target. The lowest form of scum, yeah, right.
Yeah. that all the other prisoners go after them. So I guess there's some type of a hierarchy of integrity among prisoners.
I love that. Hierarchy of integrity in jail. I like that.
Yeah. That's crazy stuff.
Talkers.com this week, or actually in the Michael Harrison interview, MH interview, you have a conversation with a pretty controversial radio talk person.
Wayne Allen Root. Wayne Allen Root. He ran for vice president with Bob Barr on the Libertarian ticket back in 2008. He subsequently became a talk show host. He's probably the most ardent supporter of Donald Trump in radio today. And I get into his head, and it's an interesting character study of a fascinating guy.
Yeah.
MHinterview.com, folks, if you want to hear it.
I like that phrase. Fascinating interview with a, what kind of a guy? Controversial guy?
I don't remember what I said.
Wait a minute. It's influential, it's informative, it's impactful. MHinterview.com. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, we introduce you to lawyer and college professor, Dr. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, professor at Bentley University, leading expert in the law, no matter what, how you slice it. I want to start with a personal sort of problem that is number 8 on the countdown this week, Steve. The Capital One hack, all that personal information from Capital One credit card applications, the data that was accessed by who knows who, but 100 million people. So what's the liability here for Capital One?
Well, Capital One, you know, it's interesting. There were two big stories along those lines, the Equifax settlement and what people should do and misinformation about that. But with this particular one, it may not be as bad as it seems. They were able to find the hacker pretty quickly, mostly because she really didn't do much of a job of trying to cover her tracks and actually kind of bragged about it in various social media. So the big things as far as consumers go is if you're going to bring any kind of an action, and generally it's not cost effective to do it, it's better to be a part of a class action like with Equifax, you have to suffer some harm. And so it is very, very likely that not a lot of harm will come from this because the information really hadn't been put out there for the bad guys to use yet. I think she was kind of like trying to make a point. And even there, the big thing you're always looking for is social security numbers. And while the emphasis is 100 million people, well, it was social security numbers for Americans. It was about 1 million of Canadians. They are equivalent to...
Really? I didn't hear that. Really? Okay.
Yeah, we don't care about Canadians, but the Canadians do. So if they're listening to this show, they should be taking the steps. So the big thing is you will get some credit monitoring. You'll probably be getting it from Equifax, too, for free. That's okay. Not the best thing to totally protect you. Credit freeze is certainly the best thing you can do. But as far as getting some money out of the credit card company, I don't think you're going to see much there.
All right, so don't hold your breath for that. Next up, number 9 of Focus. We haven't really talked about Jeffrey Epstein here, I don't think, or I haven't talked to you about him. I see what happened to the guy down in Florida who did some of the same things. He was a child molester, and he just got drowned in a toilet. One wonders, one can only hope, I say that very pejoratively, that the same thing befalls Mr. Epstein, because I don't believe he ought to be sharing the air that we breathe on the planet. So what do you think?
It's very interesting. I don't think you get a lot of objections, and in fact, I teach at Bentley University, as you mentioned. Before I taught there, I taught in the state prison system in Massachusetts, and there is a real distaste, is probably the nicest way of putting it, for child molesters. They will be killed in prison. They do. They have to be protected.
Yeah.
They call them the term there is skinners, and no, they don't do well.
All right. So let me just add another wrinkle to this conversation. When it comes to women, there was a story this week of a mother who is now sentenced to jail for life, killing her two young daughters because they got in the way of her sex life. And so she killed them. And when you put somebody like that in jail, in general population, does it make a difference whether it's a male or a female? I guess that's sort of my wonder.
Yeah, you know, it is interesting because I hadn't really thought of it until you had mentioned that. But I did have experience in some women's prisons years back, too. And no, it isn't quite the same thing. It is this is something that on the men take it upon themselves. That's, part of, I guess, their code of morality. You don't find that as much in the women's prisons.
Hmm. That is, I think, just kind of interesting to look at that justice and how it's metered out. What ramifications does the cancellation of Woodstock 50 have in terms of those who had tickets already? Can you sue somebody? Are they giving you money back? I always wonder about some of these shows that get canceled. This one means a lot to you and me.
People
our age. So.
Well,
yeah.
This one's really, really odd. The short answer is yes, if you did pay, you should get your money back, although... Mm-hmm. As far as the people who put this on, they paid acts in advance. And
yes.
So, they should be getting money back from them. But
They won't.
No, they won't. And no. They've only asked that the groups give 10% to some charity. So, you get your money back.
Yeah, right. Okay, thank you for your expertise. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our expert on the law here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.